This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint, who joins me to talk about his ongoing opposition to the president's nominee to be the next administrator of the Transportation Security Administration. His name is Errol Southers. And, Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, it's great to be back with you.
You have a couple of concerns about this nominee, and it's especially pertinent now given all the concern over airline security and our national security in general. I know one of the major concerns well before the whole Christmas attempted terrorist attack happened was his apparent support for the unionization of transportation airport screeners. Explain why that's such a critical issue and why you think this needs to be clarified better.
Well, keeping the American people secure is the top priority of the federal government. And that means our very best people, people with the highest integrity, have to be managing our security. My concern with Mr. Southers has been that he would not give me a straight answer on his determination to enforce collective bargaining for our 50,000 TSA employees. This is something that's been prohibited from the beginning because of the need of constant change and flexibility. And this doesn't work well within collective bargaining. So my problem initially with Mr. Southers is he would not give me a straight answer on his intent to change the prohibition on collective bargaining. But since then, more issues of his integrity have come up. He misled the committees who were vetting him, and he said that he gave a different story as to what happened 20 years ago when he accessed private information illegally and said that someone else had done it. Now it turns out that he actually did it, not once but twice, and a few months later he left the FBI. And I know from just my conversations and contacts with top law enforcement people that without integrity in the law enforcement and intelligence area, you're nothing. If people can't trust you, if they can't count on what you say, then you cannot lead. And this is a huge issue because, as we've seen the last few weeks, that probably our most vulnerable point as Americans is airline travel, particularly international travel.
Well, we're talking with South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint, and just to fill in a few details for our listeners that don't know about what happened 20 years ago, as an FBI agent, Mr. Southers has now admitted to accessing, as you mentioned, information about, I believe, a romantic interest of his estranged wife, not for FBI investigative reasons, but just for his own personal reasons. Is it the fact that he wasn't upfront and honest about that 20 years later today, as in terms of his integrity heading possibly into this job?
I think what happens in the last month is more important than what happened 20 years ago. Obviously, that's a serious breach of a fiduciary trust 20 years ago. But to not tell the truth to a congressional committee is even a bigger problem because it's current. And so that's the same pattern that I saw in him not being willing to give me a straight answer on his intent to force collective bargaining onto our TSA employees. So I'm afraid a pattern has developed, and again, it gets back to integrity, and in our security area, integrity is so important. So I am very worried, and I certainly do not want him passed without some debate and a floor vote on the Senate, which is all I've asked for all along.
Senator, we've seen reports in recent weeks and even days, especially as this story about the attempted terrorist attack has come out, that airports which use private security companies have a better security rate and success rate at finding dangerous items than do public unionized companies. What can you tell us about that, how accurate those reports are?
Well, I think they are accurate, and they certainly should at least be looked at. I mean, we don't need another Department of Education, another post office, or Department of Agriculture philosophy running our airport security. It has to constantly be changed. You have to keep up with the threats of international terrorists. And I think if you have private organizations and being overseen by Congress and our Homeland Security Agency competing for the best practices, you're much more likely in the long term to have a better operation than if you create the government bureaucracy that we see in every other agency.
President Obama speaking out yesterday, as you know, sir, talking about how this is unacceptable, how heads may roll if this ever happens again, that there needs to be changes in security policies as well as improvement in the intelligence community. What do you make of his response to this, and what do you think are the necessary steps to make us even more secure?
Well, it's unfortunate that it took a near disaster and a public outcry before the president would come around to even using the word terrorist. My biggest problem with the administration now is they are looking at this as isolated incidences they have for a whole year, not as a war against our country. And they're treating it as a police and common criminal type approach where you catch them after they do something. It's very different from the idea of recognizing that we've got people all around the world who want to kill Americans, destroy our cities, and we're at war. And if we don't treat it that way, we're going to have a disaster. So the president has come around in at least his rhetoric to recognizing that we have a problem. I just hope he follows through with real security issues and not fulfilling a political promise to force unionization onto our airport security.
Last question for you, sir. Unrelated topic, big news of the day in Washington, the retirements of two of your Democratic colleagues, Chris Dodd of Connecticut, Byron Dorgan of North Dakota. What do you make of these retirement announcements coming out of Washington?
I wouldn't be surprised if several other senators announced their retirement. I think a lot of them know when they vote for this health care takeover, government takeover of health care, that their constituents are going to throw them out. But the president has convinced them they're making history. So I think what they're going to do is leave us with a mess and retire. But hopefully this is something we can still stop. But these senators see Americans moving back towards kind of mainstream common sense ideas, and they're rejecting the far left move of the Democrat Party.
Well, as you mentioned, we'll see if there are more retirements and resignations to come. Senator, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. Always enjoyed being with you. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, sir, as always. South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.